Are you driving right now? Eyes on the road or eyes on your phone? Be honest. Waka Kotahi is trialling safety cameras on three Auckland state highways to see how many people use their phone behind the wheel. They'll also be clocking how many people aren't wearing a seatbelt. Waka Kotahi Director of Land Transport Kane Patena explains what happens if you get snapped.
Well, fortunately, people don't need to worry about getting issued with infringements or tickets. This is a safety camera trial that we're doing to understand the scale of distracted driving and the use of the camera technology that we've got.
But what's the long-term plan? Will you eventually fine them or will there be some kind of enforcement?
Well, what the purpose of the trial is to understand what the size and scale of distracted drivers, people not wearing their seatbelts through the use of camera technology and through artificial intelligence. So really this is an opportunity for us to test the technology and to understand the size and scale of the problem. It may well inform some changes that need to be made to the legislation which is used to create offences or to carry out enforcement activities. But for the purposes of this trial, it's about understanding the size and scale of the problem.
So to be clear, Kane, if you were to use this or if this technology were being used for enforcement purposes, would it require a law change?
That's absolutely right, yes. So we at the moment, particularly when it comes to using these types of cameras for people not wearing their seatbelts or using their cameras, we can't use the technology for enforcement purposes at this stage. But as I say, that's why the focus here is to test the technology, to understand the size and scale of the problem. And really what we're doing is we're looking at some work that's been done in overseas countries. We know that Australia and the United Kingdom use this technology for road enforcement purposes. And ultimately it's about making sure that if people have an obligation or responsibility to wear their seatbelts, not be distracted, drive to the speed limits, that you've got proper enforcement mechanisms on the road to make sure that we're keeping people safe.
How accurate are these cameras in terms of picking up someone who might be, picking up their phone, looking at the screen or even texting?
I think the technology is pretty good. As I said, it's been used in Australia and the UK as well. But in order for us to think about the use of this technology, we need to test and validate that ourselves. But for the purposes of the pilot or the trial that we're doing, the artificial intelligence will identify whether someone, for example, might not be wearing their seatbelt. But then we actually have people who will manually check and validate that that's in fact the case. So we do have some checks and balances throughout this trial.
So the technology will signal a potential breach and then it'll be checked by a human?
Correct, yes. Yes, that's right.
So with text then, what is it screening for? Hands off the wheel?
So it could be a number of things that the image picks up. It could be hands off the wheel. It could be, for example, actually picking up that someone's actually using a mobile device in their hand. So it's a number of things that the camera device could pick up.
And how big do you think the problem is?
Oh, well, this is a question, and this is precisely why we've chosen...
But you wouldn't go to this trouble, would you, Kane, if you thought it was a little problem?
Well, no, it's significant. What we do know is that over 40,000 infringements were issued by the police last year for people who used their mobiles. And equally, we know that in 2020, there were 24 fatal crashes and 111 serious injury crashes where distraction was identified as a contributing factor. Now, those are instances where people were either caught or where an accident actually occurred that resulted in someone being seriously injured or killed. What this trial will allow us to do is to understand the prevalence of the use of mobile phones or people not wearing their seatbelts so that we can think about what can we do to try and prevent these things from happening and prevent people from being killed or seriously injured.
So best case scenario, your top priority is to get people to change their behaviour, right?
Yes.
Okay, so where are the cameras?
Well, let's say this is a trial. So we've got three sites, two cameras operating in Auckland, two on the state highway and one on a local road.
So the snapshots that get taken, will people's faces be visible? What about their licence plates? What's the deal?
We have thought about making sure that we protect people's privacy, and we have engaged with the Privacy Commissioner's Office through this. So we do have images that are encrypted, and a lot of images will be automatically deleted from the camera site, particularly where they don't necessarily disclose that there's been any use of mobile phones or anyone hasn't been wearing their seatbelt. So we do have quite high levels of security wrapped around this to make sure that we maintain and protect people's privacy.
When does it start, and how long before you have an idea of the results?
So the trial kicks off tomorrow, Tuesday the 24th of May, and it runs for a six-month period. Once that six-month period concludes, then we'll need to go through the process of reviewing and analysing the data, understand the trends, and we will look to publish something which will be made available publicly and on our website at several months after that six-month period is finished.
Kane, in the interest of full disclosure, have you ever used your cell phone while you've been driving?
Well, no, I haven't actually. You know, I've been pretty good at making sure that I keep my cell phone either. It's actually usually locked in a bag in a back seat somewhere, so I don't have the temptation of having my camera close at hand, because it is very tempting to grab that cell phone if you hear it buzzing away or beeping.
And that's Kane Paetena, who is from Waka Kotahi.